It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 496. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word on Skype. And I have two voicemails that we're going to get to at the top of the show. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and /MikeNationNet. Also, we got the wiki at mtswiki.com. I got a lot to talk about. This is a special show as I have to make up three shows in order for show 500 to fall on March 22nd, which is a special broadcast that I'm doing live. It's a meetup, and you've heard me talk about it. It's at the Holiday Inn in Fort Washington, Pennsylvania, Saturday, March 22nd. We're going to begin at 11 a.m., and there's two shows, because not only is it the Mike Tech Show 500, but we're also doing a Tech Vets meetup. Carrie Holzman is flying in from Arizona. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you are going, please email me at miketechshow@gmail.com so we have an accurate count for lunch. It's going to be a really nice buffet lunch, and we need to get the count so we make sure we have enough food and beverages for everybody, and getting the total for the hotel. They need that. Today, I spent time with Dennis McKay, who is the audio expert that will be helping me on Saturday for March 22nd for show 500. Dennis is a really good audio guy for setting up for any event, the speakers, the mixer, getting it right. And one of the things that I needed was having proper sound, not only sound the audio for Ustream going to my laptop, but also to a high def camera. We want good audio going from the mixer, and also the audience and in the room, the speakers set up that everybody can hear everything clearly and not have any kind of feedback in the recording. So it requires some delicate connections, and we needed to do some testing today, and I gotta say, it went perfectly. Dennis came over my house, and we laid out everything. First, we had some lunch, and we talked about how I wanted to do everything. He had his mixer and a sample speaker in his van. He brought it in with a bunch of other gear. I got my MacBook Pro up, and I did a test recording on Ustream today, and I got the video working well. I got the audio going. We got the audio going to the camera that's going to be recording for a recording that's going to be posted on YouTube after we're done for both Tech Vets and for the Mike Tech Show number 500. We have so many little issues that needed to be worked out, and we got them all set. And it's great to practice and get that all done now. As a payback for Dennis, if you need sound for any event, the phone number, and I will have it in the show notes, it's area code 610-324-5120. If you are in Philadelphia or the surrounding area and you need a professional audio setup for your event, call Dennis, and that's Dennis McKay. So I'm really glad to give him a plug for that because he's doing me a tremendous favor in getting this hooked up. I met Dennis, is a listener of the Mike Tech Show, lives locally, and I've met him at the Philadelphia Area Computer Society. He came to a few of my presentations, and we talked. He's a great guy. He knows his stuff, and it's so nice to turn it over. And that burden of all that audio setup, having someone do that for the show, for Show 500, it's truly great. And I'm so glad. And Dennis, thank you so much. Let's take care of some more business. On March 5th, Windows 8.1 users can download Instant House Call free from the Windows Store. That's right. You can try Windows 8 right from the App Store. You can play with Instant House Call. Try it next to the TeamViewer app, and guess what? There's no comparison. And having this free edition is tremendous. Having the Windows 8 app support, it's great. And what you really need to do is take a moment, try it, and you can get to Instant House Call by clicking on the link on the left-hand side of my website. Enter the promo code Mike Tech Show when you sign up, and I know you'll be back to buy more features and the service from Instant House Call. Give it a try. You're going to use it. You're going to love it. And they have great tech support if you have any questions. And I have been using it for a long, long time now and love it. I use it every single day in connecting to my clients unattended and also on demand quickly when a client needs or a potential client, new client, needs help. I just send them to my website, which is a landing page at Instant House Call, and they download the client. They start the session. They click the button. It sends a signal back to me. I just click it. I just click on the accept icon, and I'm connected, and I can solve their problems, and it's how I make money. Give Instant House Call a try. I have two voicemails. Here is the first one from Kyle.
Hey, Mike, just listened to your most recent show. This is Kyle with Pro Tech Guy, and I wanted to just kind of chime in on the media issue you were having with the tablets and the video conversion and all that stuff. Plex is actually a really cool application that's available for multiple devices, including set-top boxes, smart TVs, Rokus, pretty much any computer. And also, of course, tablets such as Android tablets or your iOS-based tablets. What you basically do is you have a Plex media server set up in your home or home office that will stream all your media content, such as TV shows, music, movies, pictures, things like that, to your various devices. No worrying about video converting, things like that. But we'll do it on the fly. And a really cool thing also about Plex is you can get the Plex Pass, which will allow you to sync those devices for use offline. So if you have an iPad that you're bringing on an airplane, you just sync up before you go with your most recent TV shows or movies that you've handpicked, and you can watch them right when you're traveling. But if you can afford the bandwidth with a portable hotspot or something like that, you can just stream right away and no need for a Plex Pass. They got it for the Chromecast, Roku, Samsung smart TVs, like I said before. So pretty much any device that is worth talking about. I hope that helps. If you guys didn't know about it already, hopefully it helps out some of the users out there looking to stream some content to their various devices. All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Kyle. And I have not tried Plex, so that's a great idea. Thanks for contributing that and recording the voicemail. I really appreciate it. Here is a question from Charlie, and we have the answer. As a matter of fact, it was answered in the last Tech Vets to this question.
Oh, hey, Mike. This is Charlie in Leesburg, Florida, longtime listener. I called before. My question is about Puff, P-U-P. Malware, potentially unwanted program. Malware bytes detected. It doesn't check them. If you want to get rid of them, you have to check it manually. Is there anything that you can think of that will just remove them without having to go through that? I have not been able to find anything yet. Anyway, thank you very much. Again, I'm a longtime listener, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
Charlie, something Carrie Holzman and I both agree on is we've never had a problem with removing them. Now, I thought like you, you have to go check each one. If you take the top one, right click, supposedly there's an option to check all. I learned that last week myself. I did not even know that existed. So you can right click, check all, and all the boxes will be checked, and then you can remove all very quickly. And if it is potentially bad, then to me it's bad. If Malwarebytes finds it bad, I let it be removed. Same with CCleaner. I've never had a problem cleaning the registry of a system and just clearing out anything that it finds. I've always, always let it select all, fix all. Never had a regret, never had a problem. So go ahead, remove all of them, and you're going to be okay. Let's get to some email here. This is from Austin. Hi, Mike. I was just listening to your tech show, and I wanted to recommend this fantastic antivirus program. It's called Quick Heal. It has antivirus, internet, and also total security. You can download the trial from www.quickheal.com. It also has antivirus server edition. It's totally inexpensive. About, let's see. I'm not sure how to convert that, for the protection and a PC cleanup software. And this is Austin, and thank you very much, and I will have a link in the show notes. This is from Jason, automatically update programs. Mike, one of the last shows you did, you said it would be great if there was something to go out on each website and update the tech programs on our flash drives automatically. Well, here it is. Katerian, I have emailed you about this before. I have attached the zip of my Katerian directory. Just unzip it on a flash drive, a blank drive to start with until you see how it works, and then run the Katerian.exe program and click on update all at the bottom. Then it will download all of the listed files automatically. Then each time after that, it will check and only update the ones that need updating. This is the path you need to have for Katerian when you unzip it. So when you unzip it, make the following folder structure before running it. And he has /tech tools/apps/@@Katerian. All files from Katerian zip goes here. One more step to do, and you will need 7-zip to unzip some of the zip downloads. I have attached a zip file of the one you will need. Place it in a folder with the back as follows. tech tools/tech tools/install/temp/programs/7za/7za.exe. Also, if you want to give this to your listeners, you can just give them the attached programs new.xml. They can import it and run it. But I know how time is, and sometimes I wanted to help you out. Thank you so much. I really appreciate going through this whole process for me. Also, let me know if they will need the 7-zip EXE on the drive as well as above. If you have the Nynite Pro EXE on your drive, I have a bat file in the Katerian directory to auto-update the cache on your flash drive for that as well when Katerian runs. The setting to turn this on or off is Katerian is under File Settings Command Tabs. Drop down and choose After Updating All Applications. Then, if you have the Nynite Pro EXE, just leave the Nynite bat. If you don't remove it, just make sure you edit the bat file in the directory to point to where your update cache bat file on your flash drive. Below is the code you can use to make a Nynite cache bat file. So basically, in the morning, I run Katerian and click update all and give it 20 minutes and I'm ready to go with the latest updates for the day, including the 9-night cached on my drive. Huge time saver. I have this on all my tech drives and I just update the program on my drive as the links change and sync to all of my tech drives. I have a good 40 hours plus in all of this, so save you a little time. If you want to learn about it, look at the CCleaner Portable to see how to download and unzip zip files under the Commands tab. Look at Crystal Disk Info Portable and click on Variables button to see how to do this. Also, under Advanced Settings, you can spoof the website to make it look like you are an actual human with a particular browser to download. Give this a try and let me know what you think. This is tremendous, and he left me a link on his Dropbox to download it. I want to go through this and try it. I've said this a few times. There's so many files that I need updated on a daily basis. CombiFix, JRT, TDS Killer, Adware Cleaner. There's so many tools that we use that are updated almost daily. And you have to go to each website and you have to go and click and download it and copy it over, maybe to multiple USB sticks or drives. This is a great process that you should investigate. I'm going to put up as many links as I can so you can make this happen and give it a try to automate the updating of all of the tech tools that we talk about and recommend. Big thank you to Jason for sharing that. This is from DJ. Hello, Mike. I thought I would drop you a note on a situation that happened to me this week. I have just set up 3 new Windows 2012 virtual servers and 17 new Windows 7 workstations. All was going well until one of the workstations lost the connection to the application server's shared drive, a big red X on the M drive. It was only one workstation and one drive mapping that was affected for the application server. All other map drives worked fine. But whenever I tried to connect the M drive, it would time out and say connection cannot be made. When I tried to ping to it, I could ping the server by name and by IP address. I went online to research it and tried a lot of different things. I probably spent 3 hours troubleshooting this. I did a system restore back 2 days before Microsoft Update was applied and also checked for IP issues. I added the server to the local host file. Nothing seemed to be working. Finally, I decided to set up a new user on the computer, and wow, everything worked again. What is corrupt in the other login profile, I still do not know. By creating a new profile fixed an issue that I spent way too much time trying to figure out. Just thought I would pass this one on to you. Thanks for all your shows. And he attached a screenshot with the problem. This is interesting because last week I had a client with an XP workstation going to a Windows 2000 server, and they had a problem with getting to everything, and it was a corrupt profile. Had to totally create a new profile, fix the issue. So I'm not sure what's going on there, but I have ran into bad profiles, and sometimes it's easier to just create a whole new profile on the workstation. And you should look into that when you start having a problem, because it can't hurt. You can always rename the old profile, create a new one, and see what happens. Before you told me that the new profile fixed the problem, when I have trouble with a map drive, the first thing I look, did anything change on permissions? Did anything change? Permissions are killer if you have any kind of an issue, and that's the first thing. Make sure they have the proper access so that they can map the drive. Make sure the share permissions, the security permissions are set the way they're supposed to. Make sure there's no IP address conflicts on your network. This is from Nancy. Couple things on Dell and IBM. At my last job, We standardized on Lenovo brand after a strong relationship with IBM. Their tech support was stellar. I'm not exactly displeased with the support we have with Dell at this place, but if I had my choice, I'd probably go with Lenovo. They did have a slight edge on support, and I've seen a lot more repeat issues on these Dells and a lot of the same issues over and over on different Dells, and I never saw them that with Lenovo. Dell has a Tech Direct program where you can take a short orientation and get certified to order parts and service yourself without having to go through a rep. If you've done the diagnostics and you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Dell machine needs a display and a video card, you can go online and order a tech with a display and a video card under warranty. It can take a lot less time if the call centers are under siege. Also, I use the Dell Tech Support chat function at support.dell.com rather than making a phone call, because I can be doing a lot more while I'm number 18 in a queue than I can if I'm number 18 in line for phone support. That's a great suggestion. I can be on the phone the whole time I'm on chat if necessary. I've done that with certain places, and you're right. I don't take advantage of the Dell chat function. And I know about that Dell orientation, and I really should go through that for my own consulting company. I know our desktop department at my last corporate job, they went through that so they could save time in getting spare parts. They could just go right on because they've diagnosed everything. And they manage Dell really, really well. I never thought of that for myself because I got so many different companies I work with, but it really makes sense. If I go through that orientation process, then it's going to be very easy for me to order parts for my clients. So I am going to do that because I need to ease the pain of going through Dell support. This is from Troy. Knowledge-based recommendation. You had a listener ask about creating a knowledge base for a nonprofit. We use MindTouch DeckyWiki at the office. It is an open source wiki that works well for our needs. Here is the link to using the knowledge base features. I'm going to have that up. We run it on a Debian guest on an ESXi server. It's running rock solid for 5 years now with no maintenance. It can be downloaded from sourceforge.net/projects/Deki, D-E-K-I, wiki. It looks like they now offer a Windows version, but I cannot comment on that. Thanks, Troy. Troy, excellent. Thank you very much, and I'll put the link in the show notes. Enabling God mode in Windows. I mentioned this a long time ago when I first discovered it. Here is a link I found on Bleeping Computer about how to enable God mode in Windows. When you open up this folder, you get a lot of cool stuff and shortcuts to Windows utilities and other stuff in Windows Works, and it works with Windows 7 and 8. Not sure about XP. Great show. Can't wait to listen to the Tech Vets Mike Tech Show podcast. Robert, thank you very much, and I'm going to have a link on how you can enable God mode. My internet homepage won't take me home. Hello, Mike. I want to ask if you can help me with a problem I have, and what can I do to solve it? I have a laptop which I loaned to my wife and daughter for a few months, and I don't know what they downloaded or installed on it now, and I have the internet homepage as, and he has a website or something like that as my homepage, and I have been trying without luck to change it to MSN.com. I've gone to the network and internet and changed my homepage in there, but still he gets this other homepage. I also removed Internet Explorer 9 and then installed IE 11 and still get the same results. I scanned my computer with Malwarebytes and MSE and get some minor errors, which I removed, and still get the same homepage. Can you please tell me how to correct this mess in my computer? I don't want to reformat my whole computer again, but If it's the last thing for me to do, I don't have any other choice. Thanks for all your help and support. Also, I would like to tell you that you and Carrie make a great show and always listen to your program. You need to run JRT Junkware Removal Tool. You also need to run Adware Cleaner. And you can get both of these from bleepingcomputer.com. I also want you to go to Internet Options in Control Panel and go to Advanced, go to the last tab, and there's a reset button, and check any boxes to delete all content or all the info, and click Reset. That should reset everything for Internet Explorer. Also, make sure that you go to download Revo Uninstaller Portable. Look for programs that are installed that do not belong. Look for things like Conduit. Look for things like the coupons or programs that you have never installed that are obvious that they were installed without your permission. They could be controlling your homepage. Go to msconfig. Go into startup and take a look at items that could be loading that shouldn't be. Anything for your Intel and your hard drive, Microsoft Security Essentials, or your video card, or if you have like HP digital imaging loading where you are communicating back to your PC, those things can load. Everything else, uncheck. Uncheck everything that you can think of in the startup. Your system's going to run so good after you've done this. But follow these steps and you will not have to redo your computer. This is from Israel. Hi, Mike. I'm a regular listener of the Mike Tech Show and Tech Vets. I just finished listening to show number 494, and I'd like to point out another great project for disabled people, the Sonar Project. It's a, by the way, I know I've linked this before. It's a Linux distro targeted to the disabled person, visual and otherwise. It comes with a screen reader, accessibility tools for visual, hearing, and movement disabilities, and also a special font for dyslexic people. Hey, that's pretty cool. The link to the project is www.sonar-project.org. Another question, maybe more suitable for tech vets, do you have any customers still with Windows XP? Yes, I do. And if yes, how do you prepare for April 9th? Actually, I think it's April 14th. I work for a nonprofit organization and I still have Windows XP stations with no upgrade ability in the near future. And I'm bashing my head in the wall how to survive and fight the problem after April 9th. I have clients. I have informed them that we need to upgrade. Here's the way I think it's going to go down. There will be a release of patches after this date, and I think it's going to go into May, when the May monthly patches that Microsoft releases, give it a week or so they can be reverse engineered, and what they'll do is attack XP because that patch has not been applied, and that's how they're going to attack. That's when vulnerabilities will come about, and they will never be patched. I believe sometime in May, you'll start to see the exploits happening. Now, you could put better security, better antivirus, and I don't think that's going to stop it. I don't know. You're just going to cover yourself by informing whoever you answer to the dangers and the risks of not upgrading. And then if they don't and they get infected, oh, well, that's the way it is. And at least you've covered yourself by doing the due diligence of informing the people that you should be informing. And you've done everything that you can. I'm doing that with my clients. They can elect to listen to me or not. And if they don't, they get infected, their system's ruined, they have to get new systems, oh, well. And they're going to have to take a number and wait in line If they're not a retainer client, forget it. I don't know if I'll get to them. If they're a retainer client, I'll get to them as soon as possible and just go through the process of updating. There's nothing you can do. I would not worry yourself about this as long as you've done your job and you've informed them of the risks. This is from Philip. Wait to hear this. I'm a New Jersey airline pilot. I have been listening to your shows for about 6 months now and was listening to your post-vacation show, Driving to Work, this week. My trip took me into Punta Cana, so I decided to try for a good cockpit photo for you. This is from the company iPad camera. Best I could do, enjoy your shows. I gotta put a link to this so you could see this from this great picture from the pilot seat. Very cool. Philip, thank you so much. This is from Wallace. Thanks for the tip on the Malwarebytes Pro lifetime license coming to an end. Just bought 4 for the house. I have used the free for ages during routine cleaning and maintenance. Not sure what took me so long to buy Pro. Wallace, thank you very much. This is from Peter. Hi, Mike. During the last show on March 6, 2014, you mentioned using FABs to back up. The passwords are not always able to be accessed in Google Chrome. I contacted Fabrice and he sent me this reply about the Chrome password problem. It looks like a normal behavior, and I'm going to put that link into the show notes about the Chrome password issue. Thank you so much. This is from Curtis, and it's another recommendation for knowledge-based software. Hey, Mike, I have an old computer at work sitting right beside my desk, serving as a web server internally for the exact thing, for a knowledge base. It's running Debian Linux with Apache, PHP, and MySQL. I use a free open-source software called MediaWiki. It is really not that difficult to get up and running, but I speak from experience. If your listener would like to reach out to me in regard to setting this up, I'd be glad to send him along some tips and tricks. Well, thank you, Curtis. The great thing about using a Linux-based system like this is that it is free, as well as it does not require a lot of power. The computer I have it running on is probably 12 years old and runs just fine. It does do a daily, weekly backup of the database and files for safekeeping. Thanks, Curtis. And I'm going to have a link to MediaWiki. Thank you so much. I want to take a moment and thank everybody for continuing to use my Amazon links. I really appreciate it. And the main link where you can help contribute to the Mike Tech Show is Amazon.MikeNation.net. Your price is the same, but when you use that link and make a purchase from Amazon, a small commission comes back to help support the show. It really makes a difference. Thank you so much. And again, I'm going to remind everybody, if you're coming to the meetup, please email me so I can get a good count. I really appreciate it. Thanks, and I will see you next time on Thursday night for the next Mike Tech Show. That's when I'll be recording it live. I appreciate all of your support. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.